They should, if they knew what it does for them. And which are the best sprouts? Because not all sprouts are equal. And how do you, is it better to take flaxseed or flaxseed oil or flaxseed powder? It's because if you take the wrong one of those, it's going to not benefit you at all. It'll go right through your system. So simple things that have come through a lifetime of learning about health and nutrition is what I'm going to offer people in Shopping and Cooking for Good Health free. So all you do, it was just a bonus that just came into my mind. I'll pay for it myself, and I'll give copies to BAI. And also, Michael G., let's give that number out so they call in now. They get a copy of Supercharge the Immune System.
You mean building the immune system naturally.
Building the immune system naturally. Let them get this. Very important. Because look at all the people who became nutritionists through my school. I don't know if people remember, but I was so frustrated seeing unqualified dietitians. And I am a registered dietitian. I graduated dietetic school before I got my undergraduate degrees and graduate and doctorate degrees in clinical nutrition. But I saw so much foolishness that I went ahead and created my own fully accredited division through Edison State College of clinical nutrition. And out of 5,000 people who applied, only about 400 were able to get in because our standards are very high. And they had to take all these classes, and for 5 years, we had all these classes, and people graduated, became the most sought-after nutritionists in the United States. All of them became gainfully employed because the standards were so high, and we were there to support them every step of the way. And I did that all for free, and we had the best teachers. Now, that's the standard. So now, I want to show, and all those people now are using building the immune system naturally. That was one of the very first things they were taught. Everything is the immune system. If you put pro-inflammatory agents in your immune system, like fried chicken and french fries and pizzas, here's what's going to happen. Except they learned it on a very scientific biochemical level. You know, they had to see all the films and the animation and the charts of here's what happens when you have some caffeine, here's what happens when you have alcohol, here's what that alcohol does even in moderate amounts to your tongue, to your esophagus, to your stomach, to the intestine, to your liver, your kidney, your brain, your heart. Here's how it prematurely ages you. Here's how it will destroy your immune system, because here's what it does to the bone marrow, the white cells, T cells, lymphocytes, phagocytes, etc. So they had to go through years of training. In fact, my nutrition program was equated to a master's degree in clinical nutrition from MIT. That's what we were equated to, all right, by the accrediting agency that came in and did their judgment of us. It was so exhausting after 5 years in our final graduate. We didn't allow any new students in. Mm-hmm. We stopped because our teachers were working every day and every night. We did tutorials. Everybody got help. It was just a wonderful experience, but at least we knew that there'd be 425 people out there giving information that really knew what they were talking about, that weren't these to diploma milk, stupid things. In any case, they all started with the immune system. So when I tell you that the foundation of health is the immune system, foundation for health of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis. Now, I just finished a 4-week program on arthritis. Every single person that completed the program was required to get up, turn in their diaries, do their medical analysis, and then on camera just tell us, uncoached, as you will hear, there's no coaching at all, tell us what happened. They gave their name, address, and here's what they started with, here after 4 weeks what they finished with. Do you know that the least amount of improvement was 50%? The most was completely reversion, complete total reversion of their arthritis and inflammation. Now, they also started to say, gee whiz, my blood sugar was 300, now it's 80, my blood pressure was, and I said, no, we weren't measuring that, so don't tell us about that. But I used to have indigestion and GERD. I don't have that. We're not talking about that. I was depressed for almost 7 years. I no longer have depression. We're not talking about that. I was so constipated, I sometimes wouldn't go for a week. I now go 3 times. We're not measuring that. I don't wake up in the night anymore. I used to wake up 4 times and be tired all day. We didn't measure that. But we did measure arthritis. And to get in, they had to have a medically diagnosed proof and under treatment for average was 7 years. Today, reversals in 4 weeks. Never been done in American history. Now, how do you think we did that? The very protocol that's in, shown in, rebuilding the immune system naturally is what they did. Identical. Now, imagine if it could work with a random group of people from all walks of life and all ages, and osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and gout. Imagine what this will do when people watch and apply the information in Supercharger Immune System, and the people in the work study didn't have the advantage of shopping and cooking with good health, the DVD that shows you how to shop and cook for good health as a free gift. By the way, on the last day, I gave everyone in there a lot of DVDs. In fact, three whole cases, about, I think, 700 DVDs, I gave as a gift to everyone who came. And I didn't charge them. I donated my time. Dr. Martin Feldman donated his time. Then Panessi Data returned time, as we have for 47 separate health support groups. But it was the basis of all this was building your immune system. And yet almost everywhere you go in orthodox medicine, they don't even talk about the immune system. They'll give you a drug that will suppress some of the symptoms of an overheated or an underactive immune system, but it doesn't naturally build it. Even holistic doctors are frequently remiss and giving something to bring down the symptoms without adjusting to the underlying cause. Now, some doctors do. I give a lot of credit to Dr. John McDougall, to Dr. Colin Campbell, to Dr. Neil Barnard, and others who are more holistic and starting with diet, because they're starting with beans and grains, nuts and seeds and legumes and a good diet and juicing. And then you bring in your raw foods as a part of that. You bring in your super foods as a part of that. You bring in your super juices as a part of that. But you ask the average person, which are the healthiest juices to drink? And they'll just go all over the place. But hold on a second. There are some juices that are better than others. There are some that are specific to build the immune system. Which ones are they? Well, then suddenly they kind of scratch their head and go, an apple juice, a carrot juice, I don't know. Aren't all juices equally good? No, they're not. If you have cancer, if you have arthritis, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, there's very specific juices. So I want people to know which foods, which juices, which will alkalize, which are bad. The fact that something is natural or organic doesn't necessarily extend that means it's healthy. You have to be very specific, and this is the best education you're ever going to get. So easy to use, you bet. You just watch this and apply the information as you wish. The protocol's right there. A lot of good experts, testimonials, and we're going to go back and play a few more minutes of this DVD. Remember, you're calling in to support WBAI. This support is crucial to the station. $100 is all that's being asked for. In return, the station's going to send you out the DVD and of Supercharged Immune System. But as of today, and unbeknownst to Tony, unbeknownst to Berthold, unbeknownst to Andrea or Michael G or Kathy, I didn't tell anyone, did I? I just simply offered this as my gift to the station. And I don't get paid. I don't get paid a nickel from the station. Never have in 34 years on Pacifica, 34 years and 8 months, and approaching 30 years on BAI. I've never asked for a nickel. I do this because I want to see people in this audience get well. That's my motivation. So if you call now, you're going to get as a bonus, as a gift from me, by extending your kindness to the station, you're going to get this wonderful, upbeat, positive, easy to follow how to shop and how to cook. Now, you know what's amazing, Michael G?
One second, Gary.
I watch people come in with a list of what they eat and what they drink, thinking that they're doing the right thing. They never are. And when I go through that list methodically and I said, do you realize what this does to you? No, I didn't know.
And some of these folks are professional athletes in some cases, or really in good health.
Yes.
Overall, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And but I show them how to save money. Because remember, a healthy diet is 30 to 40% less expensive than a sick diet.
Right.
And so you actually save money. And I'll show you which are the most important nutrients, because you don't have to take a lot of nutrients, and which are the best exercises, and then how to make the best tasting guilt-free desserts, raw food desserts, the best soups, the best entrees. And what if you're not a chef? What if you don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen? My daughter shows you how to make it fun. And I show you how to shop, and I show you how to shop, which are the best grains to shop for, and where the best places to shop. And so all this is in this film, and this film is a bonus $40 film, $40 film free today. When you call WBAI, let's give that number out.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950 for building the immune system naturally for a pledge of $100 tax deductible contribution. 212-209-2950. And we're going to play another excerpt from the DVD. And then Luann Panessi is on the line, so she'll be joining us afterwards. But we do need to hear from you now. 212-209-2950. You can pledge using Visa card, MasterCard, or American Express. Electronically, you can do that as well. Talk to the Tally people. They'll guide you through the process. Takes all of 3 minutes. That's it. 3 minutes to make your pledge, your contribution, extending your kindness. I like that. Extending your kindness to the station by making a pledge of $100. And we'll send you this DVD, Building the Immune System Naturally. Gary, you was about to say?
Yes. So we're working on this premium right now, and each day, as you know, we've been bringing a different premium that we've not brought you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Michael G., do you know that right now, today, we're about approaching 400 million hits on Progressive Radio on Google, and we're number one on that? And do you realize that there's a coalition of people working under the radar from Rabbi Michael Lerner across the world, people working positively, leaving the ego at the door, working together for the next cycle and going in. I'm even going to go into Camden, New Jersey, and we're going to film this, and we're going to ask people in this audience who want to participate and volunteer for this. This won't be immediate. This will be in June. But I'm going to go in, and with the support of the city, we're going to take a block, one whole block, and we're going to rebuild that block. And we're going to use only people in the community to rebuild it. And we're going to have a house of elders, a place where anybody can go to who's got any problem at all, any problem. And there will be individuals from the community who will be giving advice free to people in there, where you know that 24/7 there'll be someone if you're suicidal, if you're strung out, if you're in a gang and want to get out, whatever your problem. If you're a parent and you can't find work, that's one. Then there's going to be a theater, and then there's going to be a cooperative, and then there's going to be a community garden, and then there's going to be an art center. And then there's going to be a craft center. And then there's going to be housing for those in the greatest need of it, and holistic medical care. That's my goal. If I can do one block at the heart, the epicenter, and help the community help itself without government, without corporations privatizing it, commercializing, commodifying it, just like Haiti. Didn't I tell everyone on the air that not a nickel would end up? The day that Haiti had the earthquake, remember I came on the air and I said, you will not see a penny ending up helping the average Haitian. Billions will go all through the Clinton or one of these foundations or Red Cross, not a penny will end up on the ground. That's exactly what has happened. Not a nickel's gotten to help the average, Haitian. So I'm saying we don't need these NGOs. We've got to go back to getting off the grid, being interconnected with exploitive, well-worded groups, and do for ourselves what we didn't feel we could. We've got a lot of brilliant talent. We've got a lot of great minds. But most important, we've got a lot of love in every community in America. And by the way, in July, I'm going to be filming in over 100 Indian reservations in the United States, representing almost 425 tribes, to show you what goes on in the healthcare. And I'm going to try to implement a healthcare system to help both the mental health and the physical health, because people are not aware. Native Americans have the lowest life expectancy. They have the worst diabetes, the worst health care in America. And it's a disgrace. But do you ever hear about it? Do you ever see it? Any solutions to it? No. Well, you will, because we're going to go on there, and I'll let people know who want to be a part of that, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. And then if we can do it in one, if we can turn around diabetes, obesity, suicide, violence, depression, anxiety, in one place, we can show it can be done everywhere. Same way in Canada. If we can rehabilitate one neighborhood with people who are part of and controlling the process, then we can do it in every single inner city in America. It's de-ghettoizing America. And everyone runs away from poverty instead of running towards it. You don't run away from a fire. You run towards the fire, but you don't throw gasoline on it. So that's just letting you know what we're going to be doing in the upcoming future. But right now we're going to go to WBAI, to the telephones, and say, please call. Show your support for one of the most dynamic stations with a voice that at times is raspy, at times is incoherent, but at times is absolutely needed more now than ever before. You don't have people like Hugh Hamilton. You don't have the wonderful prison show. You don't have the great analysis of classical music, the great Broadway show on Saturday mornings. What a jewel. What an asset he is for all these decades to this station and to listening to it. You don't have Robert Knight, one of the most incisive and determined journalists in American history. He could be anywhere. He's in demand. He chose BAI. That was a sacrifice, and he is appreciated for the sacrifices he's made on behalf of this station. So this is a home to some remarkable minds. Now, I can't mention them all because